I noticed that you had a really great paper in Oncotargets and Therapy on a review of ERBB2 family inhibitors in the treatment of head and neck cancer. Can you kind of like provide an overview of what you covered in that paper?
Yeah, so we talked about cetuximab. We talked about a couple other agents that had been tried and used in head and neck cancer, panitumumab, which didn't really pan out to show as much benefit, perhaps, as the cetuximab did for reasons that aren't really, you know, quite clear. They also looked at some of the EGFR family, erlotinib, which had very modest or mild activity in this patient population. So it was kind of looking in general at these agents and kind of focusing primarily on the use of cetuximab in both metastatic and in locally advanced patients.
What about small molecules, TKIs?
So erlotinib has been, like I alluded to, studied earlier. We haven't had much of a signal as compared to lung cancer. So there was some stabilization in some patients with metastatic disease, but not enough to really call a home run. And so these agents haven't been explored any further.